Let's see. What did I do for plants? Oh, I avoided my tasks.
Oh, yeah.
By watering the tent, which was thirsty. And I had to make room for all my Tandarusa babies.
Exciting.
No.
Oh.
I mean, sure. They're going to grow better now that they're in smaller pots and they're all split up, but.
Do you want to trade a Tandarusa for a Platinum Beesma when I split that up?
Yeah, sure. Cool. Although, you know, you can just, I'll give you plants.
I know, the same, but.
If you want to make yourself feel better, sure. Why not?
Screw that 100 plant band.
Shh, quiet. I don't know what my, well, okay. I have a list. It has the count on it. It's good. It's over 100. It needs to get under 100. I haven't been like holding myself to it because like I just been doing the bare minimum to keep stuff alive. But also I'm fertilizing actively.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not quite the bare minimum.
Right.
But yeah, plants have been kind of a chore lately.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, welcome to Rough Around the Hedges podcast, everybody. We hope your plants aren't a chore. But hey, we're going to discuss plants on the podcast. And in honor of...
Your name is?
What?
And your name is?
I don't know my name. Let's just not put that. I'm just kidding. My name is Kaylin.
And I'm Christine.
Welcome to Rough Around the Hedges podcast. I'm just jumping the gun to Kaylin's get in
here. Kaylin's
real
excited to talk about
it. I came up with this episode idea 10 minutes ago, and I think it's pretty rad. So yeah. In honor of Valentine's Day, which was...
2 days ago.
2 days ago at the release of this episode, we're going to talk about plants you've killed in honor of your ex.
Oh, wait, honor of? No.
Not in honor of, but no.
Just breaking up with plants.
Breaking up with plants.
Plants that you've grown and decided that you're not going to grow them anymore.
Yeah, kind of like an anti-Valentine's Day episode. Yeah. Because everyone's all so like happy Valentine's Day. And I like the opposite aspect. So here we are.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Plants I don't grow anymore. Ooh. Well, let's talk about alocasia first. What's the black velvet?
Oh.
And silver dragon and these are Maharani.
So I guess to clarify, we're going to talk about ones we've chosen to no longer grow anymore.
Well, I'll denote that I almost killed them, brought them back just to sell them.
Sure.
So.
What made you decide you're not going to do them anymore?
I couldn't get them perfect.
Yeah.
I couldn't get them to like grow reliably. And like dragon scale for me just like took off, did amazing things, got big, got full. And then like these other ones, like I had a full silver dragon, but he was never like the caliber of the dragon scale.
Right.
And then, like, the Maharani always kind of struggled. Same with the black velvet. It was probably a lighting issue, in all honesty. But, like, I didn't have the space to devote to it. And, like, it didn't bring joy. So,
yeah,
I got it good enough looking that I could sell it for, you know, 10, 15 bucks. And then I let it go.
Yeah. My first one is going to be Anthurium. And I think that's... am I allowed to say Anthurium? Because I've never actually grown one.
You've killed them.
I just keep killing them.
I have a baby I can give you.
Yeah.
I just crossed some seeds and got some.
They dry out too quickly. Even in cabinets with like 100% humidity, I don't know why. I just can't get them to thrive. So yeah, I've just kind of sworn them off.
I mean, if you have a happy one, I feel like it's not any more difficult to take care of than a philodendron.
I will argue that the first two that I have, I was not set up for success because the one was a rehab plant and the other one, it just wasn't that great when I got it. But when I got the seedlings from Gabby, I was like, this is where I'm going to do it great because I'm starting fresh. They're going to start in my care and grow in my care, and then just didn't happen.
Yeah. That's why the seedlings I have, they're in little like 2-inch pots. I'm going to grow them big enough that they can survive outside of my care once I do finally like offload them. Cause I just, what is the point of doing all that work if they're just someone's gonna like take it and kill it? I mean, for money, right? For money.
Or to get rid of it.
On the subject of Anthurium and alocasia, I feel like these, if you don't have a happy plant to start with, it's a much more of a challenge.
Oh yeah.
If you acquire a happy plant already, I think they're really easy to grow. Like they're not demanding.
Sure.
You know, the Anthurium just asks that you don't touch them until their leaves harden off, which for me is too big of an ask.
That's like most philodendrons.
I mean, the philodendron, I didn't screw up their leaves, but like no. Anthurium, you bump it and it's like, oh, now it has a crease in it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be there forever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like if you acquire a happy plant, they're not that hard. But if you acquire an unhappy plant that you have to then rehab, like it's definitely more of a challenge and definitely not something like a beginner would probably be able to do on their first try.
Right.
Experience plant parents. I don't know. That's also why I want to sell happy Anthuriums.
Sure.
Or sorry, happy alocasia. And then like my little babies, like they'll be happy Anthuriums when they leave. So that like, you know, you set them up for success.
Yeah.
As opposed to the people who think they can grow them, but can't really, don't do a good job. Or like if you buy it from a big box store and it's lived in the dark for
right, and that's 2 weeks. That's such a crap shot. Yeah, either you lucked out and managed to get the one that
is fresh,
had just come off the truck, or mm-hmm. managed to survive.
Yeah, and heaven forbid they have pests either.
Ugh, they always have pests.
What about you for alocasia?
Ooh, I had it. Let me circle back on the alocasia.
You forgetting about it already?
I got to try and remember which ones I've actually grown and given up on. Okay. Inferalis.
Oh,
I really, such a cool plant. I really want to love and have that plant, but no.
You've given up?
One.
Or
one,
is it just because you had an unhappy? So
exactly. Again, and this is where the heartbreak comes in, right? Like, so I don't know. And it's one of those things where do I do it again so that I know from the get-go that I'm going to do it right and do it well? Or am I going to struggle because I had heartbreak that first time and it's so expensive still?
So?
Oh, I think so. I think it's still like $30 for a starter. Mm,
it's not the worst.
It's not horrible.
Could we get corms to sprout? I could easily sprout some corms.
And I think that's one's either not popular. Oh, Canopy Plant Co. has 4 inches for $30.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sold out.
Of course.
So yeah, it's kind of one of those like maybe it just wasn't meant to be.
Yet. Yet.
On Etsy, starter plants for $12.75.
I don't see any corms.
Yeah. I think the alocasia corm thing is hard. I mean, all seeds, you're taking a risk of whether or not you're gonna get the actual plant that you bought. So I think you see less corms sold because of that.
Suppose, but if you have a seller who's got
reputable
reviews and whatnot. Ooh, here's the Infernalis for 16. One kebit. I have read and agree to the shipping terms. That means they're gonna die, and then you have to bring them back. Calathea. Of the Roseopicta.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, I understand. I just
some of the Roseopicta are easier than others. Yeah. So like the regular one. Medallion, that one's fine, but like the Dottie, Princess Jessie, Rosie,
I don't know if I'd go so far as to say I would never grow them again.
I am perfectly happy with my two Calathea and one Stramantha that I currently have, that I've figured out, that I've done well with.
That's not a Calathea.
Not the Stramantha.
No.
But the Orbifolia and the Rattlesnake are.
Yeah. When you're, yeah.
I'm surprised I'm doing so well at the Orbifolia. Turns out I just wasn't giving mine enough light, and then you give it enough light and it just takes off.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I think in the Calathea land, I've sworn off White Fusion.
Mm, I could grow that one again. I enjoyed that one.
I've sworn off Rubifolia.
Oh, the one with the fuzzy leaves?
The super fuzzy leaves.
Yeah.
Instant spider mite magnet.
What about the, is it Warsawixii?
That one's not as bad.
No.
If I'm going to do any of the velvet leaves one, I'd probably do Zebrina again. That's the least velvety of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But still gives you a nice kind of like a green velvet feel to the leaf.
Yeah, none of those really strike my fancy. Like,
no.
I don't want to grow Maranta again. I don't like the growth habit.
Yeah.
Like they look great from the top down if you're looking at them. But then if you try to like, you know, figure out what's going on, like it's just a mess and it drives me crazy.
Maranta's one kind of like Hoya where some just look better small all the time.
Instead of letting them get big.
Yeah. So if like when I had my little silver band Maranta and I kept it in a 4-inch pot and it just like barely splayed out, like it always looked really nice like that.
Mm-hmm. I'll enjoy them from your collection.
I don't have any right now.
Well, then I won't.
And I don't, again, that's one of like, I would grow it again, but I don't want a red. I would probably want a lemon lime or a silver band again.
The peperomia. And I say peperomia. I do not mean prostrata. I will keep my string of turtles. I love him. But like the little
Ripple heart.
The bushy ones.
The ripple heart ones.
Yeah. They're cute. They look nice. I don't want them in my house.
Yeah.
Like is it because I struggled to grow them and they looked to keep them nice or because they didn't grow enough for me? Or was I just not giving them enough light to make them a satisfying plant? I like to look at them in the nursery.
Sure.
I don't want to grow one at home though.
I don't even like looking at them in the nursery. That's one that I'm just like, they don't do anything for me.
When they flower, they have really ugly flowers. And I'm like, if it's happy, it flowers all the time. And I'm like, can we not? I don't want to keep cutting them off.
Hot take. I don't like string of heart flowers. I think I don't like how they look.
And they're ugly.
Yeah.
They look like a virus.
And they're the same thing where once they start flowering, they never stop.
Yeah. I don't know that I want to grow a string of watermelons or string of rubies again or a string of dolphins.
String of just watermelons, the one we were talking about with Jen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Great, not Dischidia.
Yeah, that's a different one, not the Dischidia. Great to look at from afar. I just, like, every time my watermelons would fall off and, like, I'd break a stem and it was always like, I can't throw this away. I have to propagate it. And I'm just like, I don't want to.
Mm-hmm. I got to start writing ones down because
some of these, it's just like they don't always look nice, or they look nice for a shorter period of time than I want them to. And then you have to, like, restart them. And actually on that note, Trandoscantia.
Right.
And then, like, the Calicia repens. Love looking at them from a distance. I don't mind seeing them at the nursery. I just don't want to grow Trandoscantia.
No, I'm in the same boat. I love the look of them.
Yeah. And they're easy to propagate. Great beginner plant. Especially if you are the kind of person who's like, I want to start this over all the time or make new ones. Like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
If you can give them enough light.
Like, and yeah, that's the thing. I can't give them the light for them to really
thrive.
So they would always look beautiful outside in the summertime.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't.
Thinking about my collection right now in like the plant room, I have a bunch of big plants, but guess what? They look nice all the time. So like, right. I'm thinking about my Rojo Congo, my Moonlight, my Regal Shield, like those, I don't have to start over every 6 months. I can just let them go. If I want to cut them back, I can, sure. But like those ones I'm letting grow and get big. And that's what I like. I don't want to have to like start something over. I just want to like let it go and let it be big. Something like with vining plants too, like they run their course and they lose their leaves closer to up top.
Mm-hmm.
And like some of those I don't mind starting over, like pothos, because you can pop 6 rooted pothos cuttings in a pot and give it a couple weeks. And before you know it, it's a full, beautiful 4-inch pot or whatever.
Right.
I like that. But like, I don't want to keep doing that for all those other guys.
Mm.
I'm not interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's because am I overwhelmed with plants? Is it because I have too many plants? Is it because I'm spending my time doing other things? I don't know. Plants.
All the above.
Yeah, all the above. Like back when plants was my like favorite hobby and I only wanted to be doing plant things, like absolutely let me spend 2 hours redoing this plant on a weekend. Like nothing more. There's nothing else I want to do more. But now I'm just like, do I have to?
Right.
And stuff just gets pushed to the back. And I'm just like, no. So I like the plants that grow and they grow well and I don't have to bother restarting them all the time.
Right.
And on that note, I'll tell you who's bugging me right now.
You're about to break up with?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to break up with them, but they're getting restarted. Glad Hands.
Mayoi?
No, Mayoi is looking great. Oh. Glad Hands, Tortum, and then my Dark Lord.
Wow.
Dark Lord, I think he might have started growing above where the grow light hits him. So I don't want to, but I think I need to move him into like the south window. And then just fill his space with somebody else. But like, Tortum hasn't been getting bigger and sizing up. And he put up 2 inflorescences. And I'm like, can we not? Just grow more leaves.
Right.
And it's like, here's 2 inflorescences. And then the Glad Hands, I think he dried out too much. So he got a little pale. And I don't know. I want to start him over.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get rid of him.
Yeah.
I'm just like, quit annoying me. Start looking nice.
I think for philodendrons, pink princess. I mean, all of the princesses, white princess, pink princess, white wizard.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I've talked about it. I just, when they're 4 inches and, you know.
Cute.
Are cute and compact and everything. They are absolutely beautiful. Love plants. But once they get big and leggy and long and.
What about my pink princess right
yours
now?
Yours is looking really nice. That is an outlier for me.
It's not getting leggy because I'm blasting it with light.
Right.
And I just got the last 2 leaves for all you viewers at home. Viewers, listeners. I got the last 2 leaves to size up really big.
Nice.
And they're like, I don't know, 8 inches long and like probably 6 inches wide. And they're just big floppy like flags. And I'm just blown away. It's awesome. And I'm going to keep blasting it with light. I want to say it's probably getting like 60 LI.
Oh, okay.
But I need to go back and measure it.
Sure.
Because like a lot of the tropicals I've been shooting for 4, but I've actually been giving my grow tent more light as I've seen them. They've been in there long enough that they've acclimated and I haven't seen the results I wanted. So I've been like scooting them higher to the light.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, I got that first big pink princess leaf, and I'm like, oh, this is doing something right. So I'm going to try and continue and keep that happening. Ooh, and same with my white wizard. That one's getting really big leaves.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's looking really cool.
I have officially broken up with Hoya Bellas.
No more Bellas.
I have done all 3 of them at this point. And every time, they just rot. They are one, and I try... I gave them a butt ton of light. I let them dry out and they still just rotted away on me.
Hmm.
My last one that I had, the outer variegated Bella, was the most successful I've ever gotten it. So I'm torturing myself. I'm about to say, if I did it one more time, maybe that'd be the time, but I'm just, no, I'm done.
I want to say I'm going to break up with Hoyas, but not all the Hoyas. I'm going to keep the seven that I have.
Sure. You just don't want to expand.
They don't do it for me.
Mm, which
and
part?
Like, if they're not growing, I don't care. So like my Matilde grows awesome. My Huscaliana's growing great. I can always get Polyneura to do amazing things.
Yeah.
Like Rosita, I keep rerouting it. So I think this is going to be my last time with Rosita. If I reroute it, I think I'm just going to be done with it. The Sigillatus that you gave me, not growing.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Like, when they're doing good things and when they're growing, I like them. But, like, that's the problem is you got them to get them to do that first. So I'm just like, I don't know. I feel like it's easier with regular tropical foliage. But I know Hoyas have that, like, secret you have to unlock. And I've unlocked it on some, but not all.
Right.
And I don't know. I just feel like I can't be bothered to continuing to unlock it. Sorry, Hoya heads. I'll let you have all the plants.
I think that's exactly how they would feel is that's fine. I'll keep them myself. Yeah.
But did you cut up your outer variegated poly yet?
No, I haven't. I could do that. I could add that to my list of things to do this weekend.
Mm, yeah.
I do need to repot it. It dries out way too fast right now. Do love a Polyneura. Compacta, while we're talking Hoya, that's probably one I will never grow again. Just a mealy magnet. It's so bad. Like, I love the look of Compactas when you see a fully grown, like, giant thing that's flowering and it's got like 8 million penduncles on it. Like, they're beautiful. But holy cow, whoever has compactors that size are probably looking at them absolutely daily and just like scouring them for plant pests. Because as soon as it gets any kind of mealies, it's in and around and under all of those little leaf curves. And it sucks. I have the closest thing to a compactor right now is a Swiffer's tail.
Swiffer's tail?
Yep. I got that from Katie at our sale. One. Yeah. It's like compacted, but it goes a little, it's kind of like a, if I'd have to say, it's like a cross. Because these are all carnosas, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an in-between a crinkle eight and a compacta. So it has the curve to it, but it's a little bit wider on the actual leaf surface itself.
Mm-hmm.
So they're a little, it's a little easier to manage as far as checking for pests and all of that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Plant I don't think I'll bring back into my house, Bird of Paradise. I liked growing my Bird of Paradise. I grew it up from a 4-inch pot from Walmart into a big, big, big plant. But, like, I don't have space for it.
Yeah.
If I get a bigger house with a bigger, like, set of windows that are taller, you bet your butt cheeks I'm going to grow some Bird of Paradise.
Are you going to do,
like,
Bird of Paradise? Blah, 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 mm-hmm. Or are you going to just have a massive alocasia?
I'm going to have all of them. All of them is the rooms. Answer.
Yeah.
Because, like, even my Regal Shield is getting a little tall for the window. He's fine now. But, like, within the next year, I'm probably going to have to do something about how big that guy is. And I don't want to because I love him.
Right.
But, yeah, like, I don't have room for Bird of Paradise. It just takes, it's way too wide of a plant.
Did you get yours to flower?
No, of course not.
Do people get them to flower indoors?
Not really.
Okay. I don't know them enough. I have never had one.
Mm-hmm. I did put mine outside for the summer. I don't know. It was like, maybe this will be enough. It wasn't. Mm. What else? The regular jade, Crassula ovata. I have Gollum because it looks like Shrek ears, and you know I'm a fan of Shrek, but like the regular jade, no.
Why?
They're just, part of it is it's too common, and I just find the leaf shape a little boring because I've seen it so much.
Sure.
And like I did have one that I grew. Like actually, I think I had two I grew. But it just, I don't know. It doesn't do it for me.
Sure.
And, like, I can get the same kind of effect from my ogre ears.
Yeah.
But I have a specific onion pot for that. So I have my ogre ears, my ogre ears in an onion pot. So he will just stay small enough to fit in the ogre or the onion pot is my homage to Shrek. And then I just won't let him get bigger. I will probably do a little bonsai with him where I cut off all his foliage and get him to branch and put out little tufts of whatever and I might end up shaping him too someday, but like he's going to stay in that pot because that's where I want him.
Right.
And I don't need that plant to get big. But yeah, no, the regular jade, it's just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, this might be controversial because I might end up not. Oh, actually, I have two that just came to mind. Philodendron Silver Sword.
Ooh, I agree with that.
I
managed to break up with him.
Yeah.
After a couple, you know how you like break up and get back together, break up back together.
That's the silver sword.
Yeah. Except I wasn't like actually breaking up with him. I was just starting him over. Yeah. Hoping I could, you know, do good things. Because those mature leaves are so
cool. They're very cool.
I can't get it to happen. Mm-hmm. I just can't.
Yeah, that one's a heartbreak.
And I don't know if it's like plant specific or if it was like just weak stock or something. But like you would think after growing it long enough, you'd be able to like.
Well, and I after
figure it out
doing some research. There's in theory two different types.
Oh.
There's a narrow and a wide, and I managed to find a wide at a Home Depot once. And I loved it. And I also learned that they are very much a plant that prefers potting mix and over LECA. The philodendron hypothesis.
Our philodendron hypothesis is that they don't like LECA. Long term.
Love to start them. Yep, love to start root, them, in, but don't.
They will not size up very good.
Yeah.
And they won't like long term be happy.
Right.
And then, you know, you immediately put them in soil and they're like, oh, yes. And they just like take off.
Yeah. So, yeah, silver sword. But the one I was going to originally talk about, like I said, and I'm going to say it and I probably will end up growing it again at some point is Syngonium.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Specifically Syngonium or just all Syngonium?
I would specifically say like the pink splash.
Did you get rid of your panda?
Yep.
Oh.
I loved my panda.
I know.
It just started to decline too much and it. To like watch it decline, so I tossed it.
I feel like I could be an old lady happily growing like three Syngonium, but they just it's a fine plant,
yeah,
and they take really well to chopping back, and they get really bushy, but then you know they put out runners and just get leggy too.
That's where it is. Once they get leggy, like the pink splash, is a really bad one of getting like super leggy, and you have to constantly be cutting it. The panda was nice because it was staying compact for me.
Yeah.
But it just declined.
I had the Neon Robusta and I didn't want that one to get longer. So I just kept cutting it back every time. But then I got bushy, bushy, bushy. And it was like in an 8-inch pot. And I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
But it looked awesome.
Yeah.
I told Cassandra I would take a Albo Syngonium cutting. Oh. So I can't say I've broken up with Syngonium.
They are beautiful plants. They just, yeah. Once they start getting leggy, it's just so annoying to constantly be taking care of them.
Part of me wants to be like, I'm going to break up with succulents and cactus, but like,
I never had a relationship with them.
There's a select few that I like and that I would always like to grow. Like I have my Haworthia, the Cooperii. Shit. And then the other one that I don't know the name of. And then like I have my, it's not Echeveria. It's like Pacopodium, Pacophyllum. It's not Pacopodium. Pacophyllum, I think is what it is.
Yeah.
I enjoy those. I like String of Hearts too. So and like my Trichocereus monstrose, or what is it? Trichocereus bridge CI monstrose. That's my dick cactus.
You still gotta get you a booby one.
Not until they're not $60.
Oh, I know.
I really do like the peens though. It'll put out like one to two new ones a year, and it's always fascinating where they decide to grow because they'll just like split in the middle of like the pickle.
Oh, yeah.
Just like put out a new one.
Yeah.
Amusing. Fun one to grow them.
So, quick little tangent. And if people want to see this, I can post it in the Discord. I'm looking through my phone to like look at old plants I have. And do you want to see a picture of Roscoe from when like the day he was born?
Oh. Looks like a panda.
And where's the other one? This is him when he was like June. So, like just around 4 weeks.
Oh, he's so small. A little baby.
Terrestrial Hoya. I am officially done growing anything that grows about terrestrially.
What about like the serpents? Because we talked about that being maybe terrestrial.
No, because we're thinking that's more of a crawler. Terrestrial Hoya are the ones that grow straight up.
Oh.
And you cannot get them the trellis. They will not hang. They just keep growing like milkweeds. Like they just grow vertically. Mm-hmm. I have one right now. My Globulosa is like that. And I hate it because once it gets, you know, 12 inches tall, I can't trellis it. I can't hang it. It's just going to keep getting taller.
Right. Like
it just takes up too much space.
Will they flop over eventually?
They will, but then they'll break. But like when I had Iris Marie, those things were probably 20 inches long and they would kind of flop over. I was like using the side of the cabinet to like support them up. It was just so annoying. I'm like, I'm done with this. No more for me. I think, I forgot her name. someone in the plant group, in the planty peeps, has my Iris Marie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jane.
Yeah, Jane. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. Mm-hmm. I would go back and look at my old plant pictures, but I've had to pull all my plant pictures off my phone, at least the old ones, because I have no space on my phone because I had 5,000 plant pictures. Yeah, some of these I'm seeing in my pictures, like, I would grow them again. I just don't currently have them.
Right.
Like, there's no reason I wouldn't grow certain begonias again. It's just I don't have the room for them right now. And I can't say I'm breaking up with Anthurium because I'm growing a bunch of babies, and they are pretty cool to try and get to size up.
I don't know what my problem is that I can't do it.
Oh, my life looks so good. Back when my Tycon was this big.
Tiny. Not to break episode topic, but a plant that I would like to grow again, variegated heartleaf philodendron. Mm, I do miss that one a lot. It's a very cute plant, very full, very happy. Yeah, I haven't sworn off a ton of stuff, but the things that I have sworn off, it have been a hard, like, absolutely not, no interest in growing again. Mm-hmm. I'm done. Did I tell you I'm purposefully killing my work snake plant or a spider plant, the big one?
Yeah, but you made him look so big. Why are you doing that?
I'm starting it over.
But so why don't you just sell him?
Time, energy. It's also where it's at right now. It just keeps getting pushed and shoved out of the way by my coworkers because it's by the door. And so when it snows, it gets kicked out of the way for the snow shovel. And like, it's just getting beat the hell up. So I was just like, I'm done. I'm letting it die. I'm going to start it over.
See, I just say sell it.
Who's going to buy a spider plant?
A big one? Put it for $25. Someone will buy it.
In the middle of winter?
Maybe.
I'm good.
You'll have to bag it up.
I'll just start it over.
Ooh, one I don't want to grow again. Thanksgiving cactus.
What?
Slumbergera.
What?
I know you like them. It's not for me.
What about them?
I think I had to rehab the one I watched for 2 years from root rot like 2 or 3 times.
Oh, man.
And like, I don't know. Maybe it was also because the bloom color was red, not pink. And I was just like, meh. And then they made a mess, too. And their blooms died off, too. And they didn't.
When they do bloom a lot and then all die off, it is annoying. I can definitely start you a pink one.
No. I just said I'm breaking up with it. I love them.
They're just so. Oh, man, I do love that one. So rewarding. Ooh. I'm looking at pictures. Adansonii.
I like that one. You don't?
No, I do. I do. I like it. I don't know if it's enough of one to for me to be like, I need to grow it again. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I do know why. Mine would always grow leaves through the fenestrations of
leaves. So you have to make sure you pull them out.
I hated it because I would never catch it in time.
When they get to a point where they're more viney and like separated from the rest of the plant, it wasn't as bad.
No.
I like the wide form, not the narrow form.
Oh, see, I like the narrow.
Mm-hmm. Part of me wants to be like, I don't want to grow the umbrella tree anymore, but I never had an umbrella tree to start with.
Sure.
It just doesn't speak to me. Ooh, I love the novelty of a sensitive plant, the Mimosa pudica.
Ick.
I don't think I will purchase one of those again. I'll just enjoy them at the store.
Sure. Man, I'm like getting heartbreak the other way of plants that I don't have anymore that I really miss looking at my photos.
Any ones that I have that I can give you?
Not yet that I'm seeing. Like my Elsav is in here.
Oh yeah, that one makes me sad.
I miss my old Cupria because that was the red secret. Like, look at that leaf on that old Cupria.
Ooh. Oh, I did, after I told you I was going to go home and check on my Cupria, because you said the leaf was pointing down. Mm. His new leaf is pointing to the light.
Nice.
And his second leaf is indifferent. So I'm just going to let him stay in his corner of highlight.
Mm-hmm.
And see how his subsequent lights come out or leaves come out.
Sure.
Because if he wants more light, I'll give him more light.
Yeah.
I think with one exception, and maybe this will be my like my satellite breakup because he'll come around again. I'm breaking up with Leca.
Yeah.
The exception is Pilea peperomioides. I will only grow that plant in Leca. That plant can have Leca, but I don't want to do Leca for other plants. And full disclosure, I have 2 Hoyas in Leca, and it's my Matilda and my Husqvarna variegata. I'm not going to pull those out because I don't want to put them in soil, but I
only have one plant in Leca right now. It's my Husk. And it does well, but none other.
My Matilda's getting to the point where I think I need to either up pot it or I don't know if I want to transfer it to soil, but
like, I will.
It's drying out. Nothing bad is happening.
Yeah.
But I know at some point something will bad happen because I will not fill up that reservoir in time.
I will keep LECA for my husk, and I will do one more plant in LECA. I did cook all of those serpents cuttings you gave me, so I'm going to
need more. Really?
Yeah, I cooked them.
Why?
I don't know. So I'm going to need more. And with that, because my first serpents did really well in LECA. And that's, so it's one of those things where I know it
my
does
first
well.
Serpents so. Always also did well in LECA. It only died because I cut everything back.
Sure.
And then I think I melted it. Dang. How'd you melt them?
I think, and this is not to knock you too hard, but you had cheap Ziploc bags.
They're not and the Ziploc brand.
I think they let out too much moisture than what I'm used to with my other ones. Because like my other ones, I can leave them for months, but that actually dried out. So I think too much moisture got out.
Okay, I noticed the couple that I put in my cabinet. Or no, I put them in the tent downstairs. Same brand of bag. Probably got wet at the same time. Yesterday I did check them and they were also dry.
Yeah.
So interesting.
So whoops.
Also, why aren't you checking your props and bags?
Because that's the whole point. Is that see, I cut them all at winter time and I was like, okay, bye. I'll see you in the spring.
I'll check on mine. Like when I'm going and doing my rounds, I'll open the bags. I'll look at them.
Oh, I don't burp them at all.
Seal them back up just to check.
I'll like look and be like, okay, cool. You're growing roots. So good.
Well, you want to do it in LECA though, don't you?
I do.
I took my serpents that I rooted and I potted up 2 4-inch pots.
I could give you one of them. Otherwise,
I'll just give you cuttings and you can start them and put them in LECA.
I'm actually
bring your own Ziploc bag.
Or I might actually look at, I might try just rooting them in LECA. I've done it before with Hoyo. I don't see why I couldn't.
Si possible.
Any others that we've broken up with? Otherwise, we can talk about the plants that we love via.
Plant of the week. Oh, I love my plant of the week. I haven't picked them out yet, let's be honest.
I haven't either.
I have a list. I'll consult it. I wish I had all my old plant photos from like my first year of plant parenthood on my phone because I could instantly be like, nope, 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 nope.
Kind of. I know we talked about it at the beginning of the episode, so I might. Actually, no. I haven't done my mama husk in a very long time for plant of the week.
Your variegated one?
Yep.
Nice.
I'm going to do her. Because, I mean,
we're proud.
Look at her.
Yeah.
She is a massive, full, giant thing.
It's wonderful. It's very beautiful.
Yeah.
I like the bicolor of the outer margins being dark and the inner being like a very
nice, pale white.
Yeah.
And it always reliably blooms. It'll probably start waking up and blooming in the next month or so. And it'll like stay blooming all summer long.
Ooh, maybe that means mine will bloom too.
Hopefully. It's the best. I love the butterscotch smell.
Before we scoot on over to my plan of the week, I just want to mention that I'm on the verge of breaking up with any of the Ring of Fire shaped.
I'm
like the Golden Crocodile and the Jungle Boogie. I'm just like, I'm one shitty plant away from just getting rid of my Ring of Fire altogether.
Yeah, Ring of Fire for sure.
I've been trying to grow into a nice specimen, but for one, it won't stop blooming. And two, it doesn't grow when it blooms.
Sure.
So like it just looks dumb.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the plant that looks better small. Mm-hmm. Like we were talking about your pink princess. Cause I've like when they're not mature enough to bloom, they are cute little dudes.
Yeah.
But like, oh, the blooming is a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. My plant of the week is my Philodendron Rojo Congo. Guy is huge right now. I got him as a rehab. For $12, and then he just kind of struggle bust along, and then I was like, I really want him to grow, and so I think I ended up like taking a cutting from his stump because he used to be a big office plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started to look like shit, and then whoever it was, Lauren of Miss Seedling Co., she took him, rehabbed him, and sold him to me, and like you could tell the evidence of like him being a big stump because it was a big stump, and then like the little plant that I had was growing out like a tumor on the top side of this, but he's back to being big and magnificent.
Nice.
And I have seen a really, really big one at, of all places, Nickelodeon Universe at the Mall of America.
Airport plants.
Yeah.
Airport plants.
That's not an air plant. That's an amusement park in a mall.
But it's the same exact thing. They always do so well.
It's like a shrub. It's like a big shrub that's like 4 feet tall, 4 feet wide, just so many leaves, looks awesome. Like mine is that tall, but it's not as bushy as the one at the mall. And Christine won't stop laughing. What is it?
Because I just realized we're going to go to Florida together and we're going to go to MCO and I get to finally show you the airport congo that I always referencing when I say it's an airport plant.
Ah.
I get to show you. We'll take a picture in front of the Rojo Congo at the Orlando Airport.
Our partners are going to have such an awful time with us together on this trip.
Yeah, that is true.
Christine and I are going to go to Halloween Horror Nights?
Yep.
At Universal this year.
It's going to be great. I can't wait.
I know. I need to get a job. Pay for it. Cool, cool. Well, congratulations, Plants of the Week. We're so proud.
Yeah.
Also a big middle finger to all you plants. We're never going to grow again.
Yeah, you suck.
Just kidding. But also, you know.
Yeah, I mean, one man's trash is another man's treasure, right? So someone's growing them nicely. We just don't want to do it.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong if you're growing them and like them. This is just our opinion.
Yeah.
We don't want to grow them anymore, and we have reasons. And some of them are bad reasons, and some of them are silly reasons, and some of them are petty reasons. But hey.
Reasons.
The one man's trash is another man's treasure is exactly what I would describe my exes as, too. Somebody likes him out there more than me.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody.
Stay rough, everybody. Real rough.
All right. We'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.